every system of government, the power to govern is located in one or more places geographically. From this standpoint, there's three basic forms of government: a unitary government, a federal government, or a confederate government. Let's first take the unitary government. If you think of unitary, think of a unit, a single unit. It's a centralized government, that all powers held by the government belong in a single central agency, and then that radiates out to the outlying districts. Most governments in the world are unitary. Great Britain is a unitary government. Costa Rica has a unitary government. Cuba has a unitary government. France has a unitary government. A lot of these governments, they can be dictatorships or they can be democracies. That has nothing to do with being unitary. Unitary simply means that the power of the government comes from one central location. In France, it's from Paris. In England, it's from London. In Cuba, it would be Havana. This is all about geography, nothing else. A unitary government obviously will work well only in a smaller country. It'd be really difficult. Think about the United States. If all we had was Washington, D.C., and we didn't have a government, we didn't have separate states as big as the United States is, there's no way that that system would work. Russia, China, India, those kind of systems couldn't work with a unitary government. If it's a large, large country, a unitary government is just too centrally located to reach and serve the peripheral areas.